Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. To virtue signal is a term borrowed from social science that has now been used by the alt-right to refer to liberals who conspicuously express left-wing values primarily for the purpose of impressing other liberals. Researchers at Georgetown Law School estimate that 117 million American adults are in facial recognition networks used by law enforcement. Facial recognition software has mixed results in tests on gender. Gender is misidentified in about 1% of lighter-skinned males, 7% in lighter-skinned females, 12% in darker-skinned males, and 35% in darker-skinned females. According to a 2011 study by Northwestern University, minority children watch 50% more TV than white peers, and they use computers for up to 1.5 hours longer each day. White children spend 8 hours and 36 minutes looking at a screen every day, according to Kaiser Family Foundation, while black and Hispanic children spend 13 hours. The sale of the Weinstein Company, implicated in the sexual abuse scandals in Hollywood, has been halted due to a New York Attorney General suit insisting that victims have to be compensated in the sale. 70 million Americans regularly listen to podcasts, according to Edison Media, with weekly listeners spending 5 hours per week on them. Young Americans also spend 2 hours on average watching video online. Wells Fargo is even messing up as it tries to make amends for its bad behavior. Wells admitted sending 38,000 erroneous statements to customers that it had forced to buy unneeded auto insurance, for example. Wells hasn't yet reached out to its 110,000 customers who were charged improper mortgage fees. Purdue Pharma, the chief pusher and manufacturer of opioids, has announced that it will continue to sell the painkillers, but will stop hawking the drugs to doctors in their offices. Researchers have found that support for taxes and tax compliance goes up significantly if taxpayers think they have something to say about it, as little as 10% of the budget. Daylight savings time was first introduced in Europe and the U.S. in World War I era as part of an effort to conserve energy and decrease the use of fuel for lighting and heating. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.